This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Coming up shortly, we'll give you a chance to win two tickets to Dierks Bentley Broken Branches Tour on a game show Wednesday. For right now, it is time for EB's commercial break, film study number one of 2025.
All right, guys, let's talk about Will Howard here. Let me give you all his numbers. Talk about a big kid, transferred from Kansas State, played in a bunch of bowl games, Cakes, played as a freshman, played in the 2022 Sugar Bowl, 2025 Rose Bowl, played in the 2025 Cotton Bowl, obviously. He's a national championship MVP. He's 6'4", 236. Big dude from Downington, Pennsylvania. And, all right, so I just watched every throw of the game against Indiana. I didn't even look at the stats and how he did in that game.
All right, that was a game which, by the way, the Indiana coach was all hyped up.
Yeah, I think
and then Ohio State thumped them.
What I saw was like 28-7 or something. I don't know if they won by a much larger margin than that. But listen, it's kind of hard to judge this kid. He makes a lot of like just dump off throws in that offense, right? A lot of very, very
great
short
talent.
Throws. To me,
yeah, but he has two NFL running backs. He's got NFL receivers everywhere.
So it's very hard to judge. But to me, it looked like definitely not a strong arm, probably a very average arm. I thought when he threw a few deep shots, the ball kind of floated. Definitely wasn't like a Josh Allen. Seemed to be very average accuracy, nothing special there at all. Saw a few balls the DBs got their hands on when really there was no reason. All he has to do is just lead the receiver a little better. That wouldn't happen. There was at least one tipped interception that I saw. He was late on some throws. It looked kind of goofy in the pocket one time when he was sacked and then he fumbled. But I guess they maybe ruled him down and they got, you know, I'm not sure if he actually lost the ball or not. But I don't know.
Sounded like this could be your worst evaluation ever. Is this worse than Trey Lance?
No, I don't want to give him my worst evaluation. No, he was way better than Trey Lance.
Better than Trey Lance.
Way better than Trey Lance. I'm glad you put that in context. I'm also a little bit biased because I did watch, was it that Michigan game where he really struggled, Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched that.
He threw at least one bad pick.
And I remember the game.
But they lost to Michigan, who had a walk-on quarterback, too. Yeah. That was a bad loss.
Yeah, that was bad.
But the thing about Will Howard
is, they won
is,
the national championship.
Yeah,
and he was good in it.
But he actually looks athletic. I mean, it's not like he looks like
a lot of people questioned Ryan Day because Kyle McCord. He pretty much forced Kyle McCord out. McCord transferred to Syracuse, and they brought Will Howard.
He was good at Syracuse.
Yeah, and they brought Will Howard in because he wanted more of a dual threat guy and a bigger guy and a more experienced guy. And everyone said, "Well, Will Howard's not—he's not a great thrower. He wasn't a great thrower at Kansas State, but he ended up having a really good year at Ohio State throwing the ball statistically.
He threw 35 touchdowns,
but it's because he had a great roster.
And he you know, in his career, he rushed for 26 touchdowns. He never rushed for a bunch of yards."
No.
I think he averaged 3.5 yards per carry, you know, the times he got outside the pocket and took off.
But just look at his completion percentage, how it increased.
Yeah. Well, it went from 53 to 54 to 59 to 61 to 73. But again, they're all dump-offs, like the vast majority of dump-offs.
Yes, I just don't know how anything downfield.
I don't know how you make a projection on it. Now, I didn't see the workouts I was at a volleyball tournament that whole time. I didn't see the workout. Was he was just missing wide open guys? Was he like throwing it in the dirt? Like, what was he like?
Wide right, high. Yeah, just was missing guys. Late, sailing, behind.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything. It was not a good showing.
You saw he was late on some throws in the game against Indiana, too. Am I doing this on a 0 to 100 scale?
I think that's what you've always done. If you can change it in 2025, it's your first one.
I'm going to give him... I mean, he's an athletic guy. He just doesn't look like he's got an overly strong arm.
Do you want to change your grading? Give him like A to E?
No. I want to keep it. Doesn't look like he's overly nimble, but he's not terrible. 50.1.
That doesn't sound very good.
That's better than Trey Lance.
Everything I see about him is mid to late day three pick. Like, he screams
like a fifth or sixth rounder.
Yeah, he screams like he'd be lucky to make a team as a backup and probably won't have any sort of impact.
But I have to say, Javi, I am biased because I saw him really struggle in that Michigan game.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Hey, I would like, if an add-on this year, you know, you could say out of the league, practice squad, career backup, starter, Hall of Famer.
Right.
Yeah. You want me to add that addendum? Yeah. Okay, so you can hold that against me when it goes the other way. I know all your tricks. I will say, I mean, he's never going to be a full-time starter. That'd be a joke to say that. Will he make a roster, Cakes?
Career backup? It's probably career backup or practice squad fodder.
No, for sure career backup, but I don't even know if he'll ever be on the active roster. Like, he's definitely practice squad career backup.
I'm going to guess.
Will he have a career as successful as Jeff Driskel?
No.
And that, I would argue, not a successful career.
He's lasted like 10 years.
Okay, he's stuck around.
It's a remarkable career. He just made $1 million last year.
Better career than Sam Hartman.
He's not as dreamy as Sam Hartman.
They're like the same.
He's got a hot ass girlfriend.
Huh?
Practice squatter.
They're the same.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're the same.
Yeah, but he's big. I mean, he'll make a roster. I mean, this guy's 6'4", 235. He'll make a roster.
Okay. He's got nubs, arms, only 32 inches long.
His arms aren't long.
They're like your arms.
Hey, if I get a dress shirt, I get 32, 33. Same size as him.
Same size as him.
Yeah. Hey, it's Game Show Wednesday, boys.
Nubs.
And it is sponsored.
That's right. It's Game Show Wednesday. It's time to raise your standards. Open Road Distilling Company now at Virginia ABC stores, exclusively in Northern Virginia. I believe they're in like 55 stores. Whether it's the bold spice of Eagle Eye Rye, the smooth depth of Independence Bourbon, or ready-to-pour maple old-fashioned, this is whiskey done right. For the full experience, visit them in Reston Town Center. It's Open Road Distilling.
The game of the day is the very popular Caller 10 game.
Yes.
Caller 10 at 800-636-1067. You win two tickets to Dirk's Bentley. Broken Branches Tour, that's coming up Friday, July 11th at Jiffy Lube Live with special guest Zach Top and the band Lula. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events.
Man, I just Googled Dirk's Bentley net worth. It's given me a range between $24 and $90 million. It's quite a range.
They basically don't know.
Yeah, they don't know.
They have no idea.
It's just all over the map. I'd like to be at the low end of that spectrum.
Jason, by the way, Jason must have your vision. I guess is not great on screens because you messed with my text size and now I can't get it back to like the normal size I like it at.
He made it huge.
He made it huge.
Yeah. I just expanded.
I don't know.
It.
You just get used to certain things. Like, I like it.
Well, I mean, you know, my eyes are great.
Mine's huge. My text and everything's huge.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't see like I used to be able to.
You can tell Grant Paulson's young because his font's all small.
It's tiny
on the computer.
But he wears glasses.
Okay.
Doesn't
well,
he?
Maybe
definitely
that's why.
Wears glasses.
Yeah.
Maybe that.
By the way, the Wizards are favored by 5 points tonight. You won't see that maybe for the next 2 years.
You're probably right.
Will they play Charlotte again?
No, they're playing Utah. So
it's
another nubby. But have the Wizards, maybe they were favored against Charlotte at home. But I can't imagine they were favored in any other games.
Valdez, did you watch TGL last night? I was watching. I was getting so annoyed by Tom Kim just goofing and laughing every time. He's like way too goofy for me.
Yeah, he is kind of goofy. Well, he's young.
He's young.
Well, he's like
he's
the most
great player.
He's the most entertaining part of the entire TGL.
It's maybe too much. I think I'm ODing on Tom Kim.
I think you're a little more.
I need him to play well this week. He's in one of my pools.
And I'm tired of seeing Tiger just get smoked on TV.
I think you're taking the competitive aspect of it a little too seriously. I just watch for funsies.
I do too, but I think it's embarrassing that Tiger's team always gets smoked.
They do get
smoked. Well, Tiger's an idiot and picked some of the worst players on his team.
Tiger's a bad
draft.
He's got
Kisner on his team.
No, he didn't have him yesterday.
I know he didn't yesterday, but he has him. Doesn't Kisner play pretty much every match?
Yes.
And then they got Max Homa, who's doing 20 different new swings.
Max has been terrible this year.
Yeah.
And by the way, Tiger is 100.
I understand. It's just embarrassing. That's all.
Did you see him ask for attendees in the crowd?
Yes. I didn't even understand. That was Tiger being weird, like trying to be normal.
Chicken tenders?
Yeah, his Charlie was eating some chicken tenders. And he wanted to throw him one. But it was a really weird
tendies
scene.
With like barbecue sauce or honey mustard.
Like Tiger,
so good. Are you guys sad because the season's over?
Well,
playoffs are starting. Come on.
I just saw them on TV.
But Jupiter didn't make the playoffs.
No,
right?
Well, neither did Rory and the
New York.
New York. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I love it. I love it as an entertaining thing in the background for me.
I watched a little bit of it, but
watch,
I was watching hoops and I can't watch that over hoops.
All right, we got to get out of here.
But we got to watch Terps tonight, right?
Terps, Michigan tonight.
Terps, Michigan.
Terps, right. Michigan.
Caps, Rangers. Don't
Caps,
sleep.
Caps, Rangers. Oh,
Gotta get out of here. Yep. For Bish, Cake, CB, I'm JP. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.